Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett, just getting word that Mylan is facing U.S. antitrust investigation over the EpiPen practices. It's a developing story. We'll have more details as they become available. Right now, though, let's head right over to the First Word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. And here he is in for Bill Maloney, Ed Lalonde.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Main U.S. averages are lower today with the Dow down 170, S&P falls 20, NASDAQ lower by 55, and small cap 600 down 10. U.S. 10-year yield at 2.48%. All 11 S&P sectors are lower, led by losses in energy, materials, and financials. Staples and utilities outperform. Dow transports fall 130, NASDAQ biotechs down 45, utilities lower by 1, and the VIX up 1.7 points. Leaders to the downside in the Dow include DuPont, Chevron, and Caterpillar. Disney and Walmart lead to the upside. Tempur Sealy is down 28% after losing contracts with retailer Mattress Firm Holdings. Fitbit is lower by 17% after the company guided lower and announced layoffs. And Fox reported the Trump administration is seen approving the AT&T Time Warner deal with conditions. Live from First Word Breaking News, I'm Ed Lalonde.
Charlie? All right. Okay, thank you very much, Ed. And we are brought to you by Red Hat. Don't let your legacy IT systems cost you money, innovation, and a place at the digital table of the future. You can change your systems and the economics of IT with software from Red Hat. See how? At redhat.com. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk, S-U-Q-S-Q-U-A-W-K, Squawk, on your terminal. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Charlie Pellett, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets right here on Bloomberg Radio.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here.
All right, we do want to talk a bit more about President Trump, of course, who you just heard there, his executive order banning certain immigrants aimed at keeping extremist terrorists out of the United States. Many ways to look at this move and its potential implications in terms of this immigration ban, and that includes the fight on terrorism. Brian Jenkins is a former Green Beret counterterrorism analyst at the RAND Corporation, and we find him on the phone from Santa Monica, California on this Monday. Brian, welcome to Bloomberg Radio. This ban means what when it comes to the fight against extremists and the fight against terrorism?
Well, the reason for the ban is an attempt to shield the United States against fallout from the conflict zones that we see in Syria, Iraq, Libya, and elsewhere. Six of the seven countries that were listed in the president's ban have been engaged in civil wars, some for many, many years. The seventh country, Iran, is not in conflict, but has been considered by Washington to be one of the top state sponsors of terrorism for a long time.
Do you find it odd? You know, I saw this kind of coming up on the weekend news programs, that in terms of, if we go back to 9/11, right, the most horrific attack here on the United States, those of us who live in New York, you know, remember it very, very well. And so does all of Americans, I think, safe to say. But there were countries where we knew terrorists came from that were not in this ban. Is that unusual?
No, I don't think it's unusual. If you look at the countries involved, clearly there are some others that people would say, given history, should be on the list. In part, the list also reflects a list of countries that can't really push back that hard. I mean, in some of these countries, there's virtually no government to push back. So this is a list that is comprised of easy targets.
15 of the 19, I think, citizens from 9/11, they were from Saudi Arabia. But why isn't Saudi Arabia on that list?
Again, and you know, we can talk about what country should be on the list, what country should be on the list. But there's one inherent misperception here overall. And here's the point. America's jihadists, terrorists, are not imported from abroad. They are manufactured here in the United States. Inspiration, not immigration, is the problem we are dealing with. For the most part, jihadist terrorists in this country, in the attacks or plots that we've seen since 9/11, come from the United States. Of the 147 who were arrested, 104 of them were U.S. citizens. 20 were legal permanent residents. Many of those who came from abroad as small children. The failure is not in our inability to vet. It's our inability to predict human behavior years into the future.
So this policy then by Donald Trump aimed at preventing terrorism, you think it makes no sense then?
Well, you know, look, I'm not nationally recognized in the field of prophecy. There's no way of knowing how many future terrorist attacks will have been prevented by this directive, how many American lives will have been saved. But we do have history here. And the fact is that there have been, since 9/11, a number of terrorist attacks. Seven of these terrorist attacks have involved fatalities. These are jihadist terrorist attacks. A total of 89 people were killed. So we can ask the question, had this executive order been in effect since 9/11, how many lives would we have saved? And the answer is zero. None of the perpetrators of those attacks came from the seven countries that were included in the most recent executive order. Go ahead.
Well, we just got about 30 seconds, Brian. You sent over, you know, some notes for us, and you said you have no confidence in our ability to vet for the actions of future offspring in terms of, I guess, terrorism. No terrorist gene has been identified. If the actions of sons and daughters are the criterion, then no extreme vetting will suffice, and the ban is absolute and permanent. So you're just saying there really isn't a way to vet truly for this. Just got about 15 seconds.
No, we are constantly reviewing our vetting processes. They have improved, but there is no way to predict human behavior years down the road or to predict what sons and daughters or grandsons and granddaughters will do in the future.
Interesting to get some time with you. Brian, thank you. Brian Jenkins, counterterrorism analyst at the RAND Corporation, on the phone in Santa Monica, California. Drug stocks continuing to lag the overall broader market. We're going to take a look at the group, talk about some of the names, and, of course, we've got a lot of earnings to come from Big Pharma. Brian Scorney, he's the biotech and pharma analyst over at Robert W. Baird, will be with us.